It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
You hear a lot about issues regarding methamphetamine leading to arrests, deaths, and other police issues, and wanted to talk about that and other related topics as well with Commander of the Douglas Interagency Narcotics Team, Lieutenant Rick MacArthur. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So, I mean, there's been a lot in the news recently. We had last Sunday's tragedy with three overdoses at one site. I'm not sure, has that ever happened before where we, I mean, there are times you have multiple ODs in one day at various locations, but in one place?
We've certainly had a couple of instances where we've had doubles. I feel like, just going off memory, that we've had three before, but I can't remember specifically. But certainly doubles in the past have happened multiple times.
Well, there's, I mean, that just underscores the whole issue of methamphetamine and fentanyl. And talk about fentanyl is kind of, it seems like it's gotten worse. The quality of the drug, the potency of it?
Certainly, fentanyl has been a really big problem. It really started hitting here, I don't know, around 2021 or so is when we really started getting hit pretty hard here. And yeah, it's extremely potent. A lot of the opiate users typically or historically were using heroin and all kind of switched over to fentanyl as time went on because it essentially is the same thing but just more potent.
And is it, I mean, is it a cheaper price point or is it about the same?
Well, for the dealers, essentially, it's very inexpensive to make. It's easier to get than heroin and more potent. And so there's a lot more profit margin in it. And then as far as addicts go, they tend to, it's much more potent. And so as your addiction goes, people tend to prefer that over the heroin because it's just not as, the heroin's not as strong. And so that's just kind of the nature of addiction, I think.
When people take fentanyl, my understanding is there are some folks, at least, I don't know what the percentage would be, that might not be considered your normal drug user type person or maybe more of a recreational drug user looking for ecstasy or something like that. And there are times when people are in situations where they are given fentanyl and don't always know it.
Yeah, that's certainly very dangerous. It's never been more dangerous to use unknown substances than it is right now. Because the tiniest amount of fentanyl being mixed in with what you're using could be deadly, as we've seen. So it's never been more important to not use substances that you're unaware of what they are. I know that sounds obvious, but it's really, really dangerous right now. It's Russian roulette, as they say.
Well, and even, you know, we were talking Monday with someone, and I said, I'm not sure if somebody came in here with a, and I didn't know who they were, came in here with a plate of cookies, that I would even want to eat them now.
Yeah.
And that seems like, gosh, is it that bad? But, man.
Well, and I totally understand because I feel the same way. And I sometimes wonder if I'm just too close to the situation, but I feel the same way. I don't like to take anything that I don't know exactly where it came from or what it was, especially when it comes to drugs. If you're not getting them from a pharmacy, and even pharmaceutical drugs are dangerous. They're dangerous in a different way. So I would just urge everybody to be extremely cautious.
Does the fentanyl that's in the Douglas County area, is it coming? I mean, where's that ultimately coming from?
Well, it depends on how far back you want to go on that. Essentially, what happens is China exports all the precursor chemicals for fentanyl to Mexico. Typically in the interior of Mexico is where all the fentanyl is made, and then it's smuggled into America from there. There's other options, of course, but that's the predominant way that it ends up here.
Wow. And do you feel like, I mean, and maybe there's kind of ups and downs, that the fentanyl situation has continued to get worse, or has it ever let up at all?
Well, it really is letting up right now, to be honest. You know, the change in presidential administrations, the Trump administration has really clamped down on the border. It has really changed the nature of the game lately. Prior to that, there was the amount of fentanyl and other drugs coming across the border was really unprecedented. That's all changed now. They've been having to come up with different ways to get things here. And so the fentanyl availability has really changed a lot lately. It's a lot harder to get now, and therefore the price has been going up. And so there has been some changes lately, for sure.
Now, Douglas Enright, just in your narcotics team, you work on a lot more than fentanyl. We've also dealt with illegal marijuana grows and some with large groups coming in from other places and sometimes taking over land or getting land to rent under false pretenses. Are we still dealing with sort of these hidden marijuana labs, et cetera?
Yeah, that really also became a really big problem around 2021 is when it really exploded on that. And all of the ecological damage that came as a result of that was really, really difficult to deal with. The water theft, the water use, we had creeks running dry because of the overwater use. And then the other ecological damage from pesticides, herbicides, and that sort of thing, it really did a lot of damage. We really hit that hard. We got a lot of support from the commissioners and from another grant that we got as well. And we put a lot of resources into that, and we feel like we've made a lot of headway in that regard.
And it seemed like there were times in those situations, too, that at least some of the people that were working those sites weren't even necessarily there voluntarily, totally.
Yeah, certainly, especially in some of the other areas, they saw a lot more of that than we did, but we did see that. Most of the people that we've dealt with locally, we've really looked into that, and most of them have indicated that they're working voluntarily, getting paid. But we have seen some people who at least appear to have been here involuntarily.
Well, before we wrap up, talking about the fentanyl situation, the other drug situation, I guess a lot of people look around and think, how do you keep your kids, how do you keep your friends and family safe?
Well, like I said before, I would really recommend that you don't use any drugs or any substances that you don't know what they are or where they came from. Really quickly, Kyle, I would just say that, you know, the DEA did a study a while back about fentanyl pills or counterfeit fentanyl pills or counterfeit oxycodone pills that contain fentanyl, and 47% of them had lethal doses of fentanyl inside them. So it's just incredibly dangerous.
All right. Well, I know you guys are busy, a lot going on, and we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Commander of the Douglas Interagency Narcotics Team, Lieutenant Rick MacArthur, 8:39 in the morning report.